I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Chintel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Write to us at Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing I Will Follow, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message from Stewarding Life series called Stewarding Trials from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 10.
All your ways are good. All your ways are sure. I will trust in you alone, higher than my sight, high above my life. I will trust in you alone, in you alone. Where you go, if this life I lose, I will follow you. Yeah, I will follow you. Yeah. In you there's life everlasting. In you there's freedom for my soul.
How you serve, let's get into the Word. Stewarding life. And I know when you use the Word in the ranks of churches, and especially with Baptists, when you use the word stewardship, it's all of a sudden you can almost see this invisible iron curtain start coming down. Stewardship is good. That's two of you. Stewardship is really good. Because it's a tool to get us closer in our walk to God. And the church needs this. It's kind of like a revival that God sends our way to stir up those embers that have kind of gotten down a little bit and to get us stirred up, fired up, and re-energized by the Spirit of God. So take the message and let the message bless you today. And we're dealing with the subject in stewarding life. We're dealing with stewarding trials. Now, I want to begin this morning by saying that life can offer you so much. And unfortunately, not everything that life offers us is always good. And unless you live each day in the light of eternity, you're going to waste your time on the wrong thing. Now, you think about if you just kept a journal of your time this week, starting today, and you were honest with yourself and you kept a journal of 24 hours a day, and you did it for 7 days to see where you place your time, I'm afraid a lot of us would find a lot of wasted time that we don't utilize to the glory of God. Stewarding life is actually about two things, priorities and focus. And see, if you're not putting Jesus first in your life, you've already missed the first one. Priorities. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. And then it's focus, Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So stewardship is never incidental. It's an intentional thing that should be happening in each of our lives for the Lord. So are you satisfied with your spiritual life? Now listen, don't answer to me about that. Answer yourself about that. Are you really satisfied with who you are for Christ? I mean, in stewarding life, God calls us to respond basically to His ownership. And understand this, if you're a born-again Christian, any born-again Christians in the room, we'll shout a big hearty amen.
Amen.
All right, so we've settled that issue. Now, if you're not one, you need to be because you're missing everything. And you most importantly are going to miss heaven by the distance of about 18 inches from the head to the heart. You got a head knowledge, but you don't have a heart knowledge. You know there is a God, you know there is a Jesus, you know there was a cross, you know there was a resurrection, but you've never received it. So you got to be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. So realizing this in our lives, God owns us. We've been bought with a price, therefore we should glorify God in our bodies, the Word of God says. Now in this ownership process, these things happen in stewarding life. God calls us to respond to three particular areas. One, He calls us to answer to humility today. And I know some of these words that I'm going to throw out at you today are not words that we just say, oh boy, preacher, tell me more. It's like, can you pass on by that subject and just say something and keep going? Well, humility is actually a good thing in a Christian's life. To live in humility is to live in complete dependence upon the Lord. And by the way, if you're not living in humility or in dependence of the Lord, you've totally missed the mark to start with as a Christian. Secondly, it's responsibility. So you've got humility, responsibility, and there are two parts to the Christian life. The two parts to the Christian life is being, B-E-I-N-G, and doing, D-O-I-N-G. You've got to be and you've got to do. And so today you've got to be a child of God. That happens through the process of salvation. But you do today by the surrender that you have to the Lord, that you surrender your life to Him totally and completely. We must take responsibility today for our life for Christ today. You can walk around and blame everybody and anything today because you're not what you should be and ought to be for Christ. Folks, the honest responsibility falls at your doorstep. God's not holding you responsible about other people's lives. He's holding you responsible about your life. So it's your responsibility to live for the Lord. And if you're not doing it, then you're living in sin. Third thing is generosity. We ought to be generous people. But unfortunately, Christian people sometimes are the tightest people on the planet Earth. Amen. I'm talking about, you. I know what you're thinking about. You're thinking about M-O-N-E-Y. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the generosity of your life to grasp the fact of stewardship. See, stewardship is this. If you want a good word that connects stewardship to the Lord and to your life, it's called lordship. Now, I know some of us today may be sitting in this room and we're saved and the period went right at the end of that. That's not where it ends. That's where it starts. So we should declare that He is Lord. See, when you do this thing, you seek the Lord, you live for Him, and you sell yourself out to His kingdom, His cause, and His work, then, folks, listen, you're going to have to make some changes in your life. You're going to have to stop spending so much time with Hollywood and start spending more time with heaven. You're going to have to get off of Facebook and get in the book. Amen. I've always said, I would really be interested, and this is a good one for you to put on your list, that this week, now, that includes all the time you spend on Facebook. And if you just took, like, Facebook and compared it to how much time you spend in the book, you might be surprised. Now, I know what some of you are going to do, because I've already read your mind. You're going to probably read the Word of God more this week than you spend on Facebook, so you can come back and say, well, Pastor, I did exactly what you said, and I just kept a list, a journal of my life through the whole week, and I included Facebook, and I want you to know I spent more time in God's Word than I spent on Facebook. But how about all the other weeks before that? Be honest with yourself. Just live like you've been living for a week. Now, I'm not giving you permission to go out and sin. But I'm telling you, just your routine of things. Keep a journal of your life through the week. Just get your legal pad, because you'll probably need one. And you just keep an assortment of things that's going on in your life. And you might be surprised when it comes down to it. And you add up the hours of each day, 24 hours in a day, right? And I know you got to have some eating time, some sleeping time in there. But and some beautification time, but just the everyday living that you do. See where you are with God. See if you're really giving God the time that should be His in your life. Because that time that you've got is not your time, it's His time. And your life is not your life, it's His life. And so therefore today, we need today to understand that Jesus is either going to be Lord of all or He's not going to be Lord at all in your life. So today in this series that is designed to intensify your spiritual walk with God, if you will do what I'm trying to show you to do. I was talking to a preacher this past week, and I said, I get so aggravated. You tell people that come to you, and they say, tell me how I can get victory. Tell me how I can live victorious. Tell me how I can get through. Tell me this. And you say, here's what you need to do. This is what God's Word says. And then they go out and do the very opposite thing. I said, dummy. You're not listening. You're wasting my time. So, I mean, take what God gives you and utilize it. And by the way, you don't have to get my instruction. You got a whole book of it here on how to live the successful, blessed Christian life. And if you're not using this, then tell me, what are you using? Amen? I mean, Marvel's funny books or something? Because that's about the extent that you're going to get. Your life is just going to be nothing but another saga in funny books of life. But when you live by this book, hallelujah, this is not a marvel. This is marvelous. This provides miracles in your life when you take the time to spend time in the Word with God and then live what you read. Amen. So, you know, it's important that we involve these things in our lives. I'm dealing with stewarding trials today. Now, 2 Corinthians 12, 1 through 10, the Word of God says, it is not expedient for me to doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago. Whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth, such as one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether it is in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.